Welcome back to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's show, we have Stuart Chief of Police, David Rehaw.
All right. Thanks, Chief Rehaw, for joining the program. So we've been made aware on your Facebook that there has been multiple incidents of burglary. And what can you tell us so far about what the recent incidents have been?
So on the morning of the 29th, so Sunday, we started getting reports of vehicles that had been broken into the previous night, Saturday night. It's, unfortunately, with us being close to Des Moines and on the interstate, it's not necessarily uncommon for these things to happen. But once or twice a year, we'll get strings of vehicle burglaries that will occur on one night. With this incident, it appears that they also, the same suspects also hit the communities of Panora, Guthrie Center, and Jefferson the same night that they hit Stewart. In Stewart, we had 14 vehicles that were reported to have been broken into, and out of those 14, three of those vehicles reported missing items. Out of those three that were reported missing, we were able to recover one of the items out of the three that had been stolen.
Pretty much done by, could have been done by one person, or does this look like multiple people?
Yeah, so typically these happen with groups of people. We believe that in this particular situation, there's a group of people that are going around doing this to multiple communities. It's been happening this summer in communities as far away as Story County and Polk County, Boone County. So there seems to be a group of people going around all these different communities. It's also believed that we have some information that leads us to believe that they're using multiple vehicles, and what they'll do is they'll have one vehicle as a lookout to keep an eye on law enforcement and to either distract law enforcement or keep an eye on where they're at, and then the other group is going around breaking into cars, which unfortunately for small communities like ours and a lot of these other communities that have been hit, we only have one officer on duty at any given time. And so, you know, that officer can't be at every location in town at the same time. So it makes it very hard for us to be in the right place at the right time to catch these people. And it makes it even more difficult when we have someone purposely taking our attention away or keeping an eye on us and reporting our locations to, you know, other suspects. It makes it very difficult for us to catch these people in the act. And so typically the way that we catch them is after the fact, when we do our investigation, we collect evidence, and there are ways that we can catch these people, afterwards. And I think luckily so far we've had a pretty good experience with that. You know, in all of the strings of burglaries here recently, you know, there hasn't been one that we haven't solved. So it may take us some time, it may take us weeks or months, but typically we get to the point where we do solve the case and we are able to charge somebody. The best thing that I can recommend for people is, you know, these are crimes of opportunity. So, you know, these guys look for vehicles that are unlocked. They look for vehicles that have valuables. Unfortunately, in Guthrie Center, one of the vehicles that was broken into had a loaded handgun. And so now these suspects have a handgun in their possession. So, you know, the best thing that I can recommend is that people take their valuables out of their cars, keep them in their house, and keep those doors locked on your vehicles, because these criminals aren't going to waste their time or risk the noise that it creates breaking into your car. If they're breaking your window, that's going to make a loud noise. People are going to call the police and we're going to show up. And so they know that. And so they're purposely looking for cars that are unlocked. And unfortunately, that's one of the reasons they target, you know, these rural communities in Iowa, because luckily we don't have a very large crime problem compared to places like Des Moines. And so people that live in these communities, we enjoy our peace and we enjoy the fact that we live in safe communities. But unfortunately, that also creates us to be complacent at times, and we forget to lock things or we forget to take things inside. And then all of a sudden one night we get a group of people that come through and they find, you know, multiple vehicles unlocked, and it allows them to do what they do. So the best deterrent for this is to just keep them away from your vehicles by locking them and keeping those valuables out of the vehicles.
Have you seen an uptick in these crimes, and also, you know, the weather outside? It's getting to the period where it's nice out, so lead to more activity for criminals?
It definitely can at times. I mean, obviously, when the weather's nice, criminals are gonna be out and about. I would say, as far as the uptick or seeing an increase, I think with COVID has been interesting to watch, as what it, you know, what it's done to crime. In certain ways, it may have made crime worse because you know, people have been stuck in their homes or whatnot, and now they're all out. But I would say that, you know, this is pretty common, at least once a year, where, you know, people go around and hit these rural communities and do this. You know, it's happened before, it'll happen again. And that's why the best thing I can say is, you know, keep those doors locked. I think what happens is people over time, you know, months will go by or years will go by without any vehicle burglaries. And so we all assume that it's safe to start leaving our cars unlocked, and then that's when they'll strike. So we just have to keep being vigilant. You know, even when there isn't crime going on, we still need to protect our property and keep those doors locked.
In your press release, it mentioned something about video cameras being installed in your house. Is that something you would encourage people to do if they can afford that?
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, in today's day and age, with technology being the way it is, these video camera systems are rather affordable. I realize that not everybody, you know, has the means to get one, but, you know, if you do, for a couple $100, you can install a pretty decent video system on your house. I have one on mine. I think the majority of officers that I know of, we all have camera systems on our own houses. You know, a unique situation in this case is one of the cars that was broken into was the wife of an officer that was working that night. So, and it was at his house. So, I mean, this just goes to show you that these crimes happen to everybody. You know, they even happen to officers. And so, you know, for a couple $100, you can have one of these cameras systems on your house. And that really helps us later on, because if we can get video evidence of these people committing the crimes, it makes it easier not only for us to identify who they are, but also later in the, you know, months from now when we have court on these issues, we have that evidence to show in court that, you know, that helps us prove our case.
So do you guys have any leads? You don't have to specify, you know, what your leads are, but leads on the investigation for these reported stealings last night?
I don't want to get too far into detail because an ongoing investigation, but I will say that we're working closely with our law enforcement partners in multiple counties around here. Like I said earlier, there has been several of these incidents happening over the last couple months, and I think the majority of them are related. So we're working with our partners and, you know, comparing evidence and looking at how we can tie these cases together.
And then on to something more joyful. You guys have been doing some fundraising to raise money for the K-9 program. How has that been, and are there any updates on that?
It's been going really well. We've had a lot of people donating to the program, businesses and you know, some personal donations from families. It's going well. We're not there yet. We're still a little ways away from having enough money. I don't know the details on exactly where we're at. There's Officer Irving is the one.
That was our guest on today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with David Rehoff, Stewart Chief of Police. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.